It is the weekend. It is John Givens. I'm joined by Rob Gutman and by Neil Atkinson to talk about the weekend's football action, very much from a Liverpool slant. And why not? Liverpool are sitting pretty. We have got some Amon Gold in front of us, which is, in a basic way, the Scottish Baileys. I'm going to call it that because that's the easiest way. And I've been to where they make Amon Gold and I've talked about it. It's on the Isle of Arran, as the name suggests. Which is
they make
nice.
Jumpers as well, don't they?
yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's a lot going on there. It's a really nice place to go on holiday and I've talked about it. And now Graham Faulkner, who's a lovely subscriber, will often at Christmas send us a bottle. And he sent us this one. So thanks, Graham. And Rob, we are toasting.
Yeah, to Graham.
To Graham, but also likely can we toast to a championship season?
A champion was. That's always the toast.
It is.
Sometimes we're not as convincing in our toasts as we might be, Jay, to a championship season. And often we're unconvincingly top at Christmas, aren't we?
Yeah.
I feel we're quite convincingly top at Christmas.
Well, that's it. Well, there was a sort of stat before that we've been top at Christmas six times, which doesn't feel right, and only won one of them, the one
this
that we
win. This is since the Golden Age.
In the Premier League era. Yeah.
In the Premier League era. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so one of them I do remember was 13 and 14 because then the reason I remember it is A, me and Neil wrote a book about it, but two, I've got 8-2 there. One tip of Bailey's, one tip of Anagol, tell him anyone's. A, we wrote a book about it, and B, we then had to go to Man City away and Chelsea away straight after on the 26th and 29th and lost them both. And so it felt like we were only really spiritually top at Christmas because we knew we had these really tough games hanging over us.
And talk about books that we wrote. I was involved in a book writing, which also where we were top at Christmas, about 18-19. We were top at Christmas then, weren't we?
Yeah.
But we had to play by quite a lot.
But we were going to Man City in early January.
I know, and lost, yeah.
But you don't feel like, you know, you've got a similar-ish sort of game hanging over us this time. And like you say, it feels like we're much more convincingly top.
Yeah, I'm thinking of all those other times. We almost seem to have sort of fluked top, but sort of come from nowhere to be top in most of those other seasons. Whereas we've been lined up as the Christmas number one, more lined up than last Christmas since
more than lad baby or whatever the fuck they're called.
Since when? I'm counting the game in hand against the Blues as one. So what are we? Seven clear, nine clear of Arsenal. Effectively, well, yeah. Let's put it this way: in points per game. Tell you what, do the point. Don't know. Neil's looking, Captain Incredulous. But tell you where. Here's another way of looking at it, Neil. Right? This is where the game in hand does work for you without actually banking the points. Count Liverpool's points per game average. Liverpool are on par for just shy of a 93 point season, whereas the hapless Gooners, right, arguably our nearest challengers, are
no
a sub 76. They're on course for a 74 point ish season.
Yeah.
So they're not even tracking to that. Really stunned me when I did that bit of mathematics, because you can go, well, they're 9 points behind even if we win our game in hand, but you know they can bring a run, yada yada. But it's hard to argue when you're nearly at the halfway stage and you're meant to be a title challenging team and you're not even posting 2 points a game. That's speaks to
you. But even Chelsea aren't on that.
Well, exactly.